Well, let's keep these going. Haven't got all day. Actually, I do. I just got home from work, so I can just screw around all I want. But no, you don't want to hear me ramble too much. Oh, look, Meta Reality Podcast. New episode. Whee! What have I accused them of now, right? Okay, well, let's see. We just had their story, so let's move on to Kathy's story.
Baby's first steps. He's crawling towards the couch. He grabs on, pulling himself on his feet. I'm not sure what he's doing. He looks at me as he takes his first step, still holding the couch. I scream with delight when he takes his second step and lets go. I almost cry when he starts to wobble, fearing he might fall. Then he straightens himself and takes another step. I call his name, telling him how good he's doing, saying he's almost there. Four steps and he's in my arms. I embrace him, telling him how much I love and care about him.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I remember my first steps. No, actually, I don't. Sorry, I'm just... Whew, a little out of it here. Man, been recording a bunch of them today. Thank you, Kathy. And love to hear more from y'all. We do these weekly challenges every week, but... Now, I'm not going to do these plugs. Or like, hey, come back. No, it's... This is a special occasion. You know, usually I say, add in shameless plugs! Okay, you can do that, but you don't need that from me. Next up, Mark K. He doesn't want his last name known. So, all the Mark K's that you know, play this story for them and say, was that you? Mark, here is your story.
My name is Mark. I'm 21 years old. For the past 2 years, I've experienced several hardships. I have been homeless, hungry, gotten into some pretty bad things. I was pretty much alone. I was forgotten by all my friends and neglected by my own family. My life had no meaning. I spent all of my time living and sleeping in a park. That is where I found hope. I met this amazing woman who took me in, even though she didn't even know me. She gave me a home, unconditional love, and a life worth living.
Wow. That's amazing. There are some really good people out there. I'm glad you let us know about that. Let's hope there's more. There's more people out there. Out there doing that kind of thing. Thanks, Mark. And here's hoping that everything is for the best. Wow. I didn't know. I didn't know that so many people were going to be sharing so many amazing things in their lives. Usually, week to week, it's just folks having a good time and silly and strange stuff, and then you do something like this, and it's... We're only halfway there, too. That's the thing. What else are we going to learn about ourselves and learn about folks? I'm turning into that DJ from Northern Exposure again, aren't I? Well, time for the flip side. We've heard 50. Now let's keep moving. Oh, wow. Mark Studek. She sent in a story. And she recorded it. Well, my God. Just everybody's coming home, aren't they? Well, I guess she took a break from calling her mom and saying she's a commie. That's okay. And I'm a griefer. All right. Well, from one crazy to another, let's hear what you've got, Marks.
Life by Marks Dudek. The flowers, the trees, the warm grass against the soles of her feet, the weight of the summer air, the steady drone of the cicadas, the condensation on the glass of the iced tea trickling over her fingers as she held it, the noise of the world in the distance as it moved along its well-worn path, oblivious to the phenomenal now taking place moment by moment. the hat that covered her bare head, the nausea that followed each treatment, the preciousness of each heartbeat that meant one more moment to appreciate on its own merit. One more moment. One more.
Wow. Thank you, Marks. Some of these are just... What did I step in? Was it presumptuous of me to do this? Usually folks are coming in with silly and odd, and some of these are just so powerful. Wow. Right. Let's keep it going here, and we've got so many more stories to share. Maybe life is explicit in the end. I guess. Next up is June Fermor. You may know her as Jen Fiddles. Runs the Daily Waves and stories there. So let's hear something from her today. She had a little rough time with the recording, but I think she got it in pretty nice. Let's give that a listen. Hey, June.
Hi, this is June Fermor with 100 Word Story for Life Week, Life Day. Thank you, Mr. Kratt, for giving me an opportunity to contribute to Relay for Life in what small way I can. This is called Slither. Your death slithered up on me. In life, you were the most vivacious person I ever met. In eternal repose, you looked a cream puff, powdered and pink. This is why I don't like feelings. I managed to stay for yours. Hers, I ran so far away, and knew nothing but tears until my brother found me. He's the cold one, encouraged by all fronts to swallow pain and make marmalade. I wish we'd made jam with the peaches that grew next to your driveway. Did the radiation kill you? Or the loneliness? The cancer did. Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow me at June Fermor on Twitter, or I have a blog that I might start updating soon at junefermor.com. Hope you have a nice day.
Hey, June. Nobody is given a small contribution. It's everyone who writes and all that, you're all a part of it. And that's cool. And if you know you don't want to update the blog, that's fine by me. Heck, I've retired more blogs than most people have ever written. And I've blown them up, too. And even though I've got backups of the posts, what do I care? I wrote it, and now it's gone. It's all right. Oh, who's next? Man, it's like a marathon. Just emotional ringer and all that. Let's see, we've got Rails Bailey. Rails, I worked with Rails, SL9B. We got some SL9B folks coming in, so this is great. Just, it's folks coming in from here and there and all over and this and that, and wow. So, Rails, did you get someone to read this for you? We'll find out. I'm going to go ahead and hit play.
100 Words by Rails. As life goes, it wasn't a very spectacular one. I was born, I skipped through childhood, always one step ahead of trouble. I wasn't well educated, I didn't like sports. I was more of a hands-on type of person. Destruction was my forte. If it was breakable, then I was the person to break it. I should have refused the challenge. It was only a van, locked and silent, begging to be broken. Now I sit in the bed in my cell and ponder the thick door that keeps me in prison. Maybe I should have read more. That's life.
Nobody ever is laying on their deathbed wondering, should I have worked more? Should I have done more paperwork? Should I have jumped through more hoops? Speaking of which, I need to get out the hoops and have the cats jump through them. Oh, thank you, Rails. And I believe that was read by Inhalia? God, I can't. Inhalia. Hopefully you'll pronounce her name the next. I can't. I'm really tripping over my tongue today. Does anyone else have a cat that eats dust? This is why I should not have Trillian running on the side, because the strangest stuff comes up. Oh, all right. Inhalia. I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. Her story is next. So here we go.
Kumihimo by Inhalia Lycia. I'm teaching myself how to do kumihimo this summer. It's a form of Japanese braiding with beads. There's something soothing, almost meditative, about the rhythm and repetition. Pull thread, slide bead, cross, rotate, lather, rinse, repeat. Also, it's time-consuming and a little boring. The thing is, at the end, you have this lovely, intricate length of beaded rope. I think it makes a nice metaphor for life. While you're in the process, actually living it, it may seem like you're getting nowhere. But then, one day, you realize you've really accomplished something intricate and beautiful.
Thank you, Inhalia. Sometimes you get a story that's sad, others silly, success, and we've been getting a little bit of everything today. Here's a little something you haven't been expecting. Here's one by Fleep. She just had a rough time of it with the lab putting her through the ringer and bastards like me shoving at the other end. I'd keep telling myself that I was doing the right thing, trying to wake her up. The lab's exploiting and tearing people down and dragging their feet and messing folks over. And yet, what am I doing? Stuff like this, man. Doesn't quite cover it, does it? Oh, well. Here's her story. And all the posts, thousands and thousands of thousands of words long. Let's see if she can get it into 100.
I didn't realize it, but I was actually holding my breath. I'm not sure what I thought would happen. I just knew that something once said can't be unsaid. I must have reread it 100 times, searching my heart. Did I really mean that? Could that be phrased better? I can't think of anything I've written that I agonized over more. I wanted people to understand, not just be angry or knee-jerk, but really get why what happened happened. It wasn't because we didn't care, but maybe because we cared too much. SLCC was always complicated that way. I'm sorry.
No, you shouldn't be sorry. You should be proud that you still care. And that got you dragged real far. I'm the one who should be sorry. Thank you, Fleep. Well, I have no idea how I'm going to get to 100, but we got 100 to go, so let's keep going. Next up, we have Shauna Montgomery. She is the leader of the Relay Wizards for Spunky team. When I was trying to say, hey, how can I send or do something for Relay and yet not have people bother me? Haley said, hey, you can be on Shauna's team. And all right. But don't add me for the announcements and don't put me on the list. And we did the Avahart thing, Burke and I, and a bunch of folks sent in stuff. And it was real cool. It was Burke. Burke was the heart of that. She did so much for that. And Then the second lie, the 10,000 loves for second lie. I don't like doing normal stuff. It's boring. Oh, we're going to take her hair off. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to do that. Oh, here's an auction. Here's a dunk tank. Not to say that, you know, you folks who have fun with that, you have fun with that. That's not my kind of fun. I like to do strange stuff like this, you know. Put myself on an emotional roller coaster going through everybody's story. Wow, this'll get to you, man. And we're coming up on 2 hours, so Shauna's story, I think, was also read by Anhelia. So there was folks have been volunteering to read, and she stepped up. So wow, this is just rolling along here. So Shauna, here's your story.
Tiny Dancer by Shauna Montgomery. Striped yellow and black, the creature crawled onto the warm ledge. She shivered, as if with pleasure, and unfurled her wings to the breeze. When the ledge moved violently and strong air currents buffeted, her feet grabbed hard. Finally, the winds turned gentle. The ledge stopped shaking, and sanity returned to her world. The delicate creature crawled off the ledge, eager to return to the safety of her nest. A gentle rocking and a loud noise, as happens sometimes. An unintelligible noise grew fainter. What the hell am I going to do about the wasp nest behind my truck mirror? Such is life.
Behind the truck mirror. Thank you, Shauna. And Anhelia, for reading that. Oh, man, we had a wasp at work. And so I grabbed the first thing. First, I grabbed a baseball bat. No, because it's up against the window. That would be dumb. It would make a lot of noise. So I grabbed a Muppet, and I started swatting the wasp with the Muppet, and then it came after me. And this just shows that Muppets are not the best weapons. It was some sort of puppet, you know, baseball thing that I'd got at an Astros game. It's like a rally monkey or something. It was a monkey Muppet. So the wasp didn't attack anybody, so I assume that I damaged it to the point where it reconsidered its waspy ways. So we had a wasp attack while the NAACP was in town. That's the story of my life. Next up, ooh, Riven Homewood has been having so many headaches with getting this recorded, but she got it done. So, wow. See, this is cool. Then, in 3 or 4 more weekly challenges, she's going to be like, oh, this stuff is so easy. You know, she's going to be recording standing on her head. By the way, if you do record standing on your head, you get to choose the next topic. So, Uncle Monster's probably jumping on. I'm doing somersaults! Here's Riven.
The story is about the RFL campsite, Relay for Life, 2012, that the Steelhead Salmons made. The builders of the campsite were Thad, Lunar, and Zanya. And it's for them. And it's also for Zini. She turned her radiation therapy tattoos into a game. Connect the dots. 4 birds played major roles, all locked within their cage as she was locked within these walls. The robin spoke of hope, but she could see his breast was red, like hers. The cardinal prayed and reassured her none of this was punishment for sins. 2 mocking jays dispensed advice, discussed her past mistakes, and loudly squawked out clues. A busy squad of shining robots kept her warm and clean, her faithful golden caretakers. Above them all, the black cat stared and waited for the game to end.
Wow. Thank you, Riven. We're getting glimpses into everything now. And the campsite that she talks about, there are going to be a bunch of campsites at the Second Life Relay for Life track. And you, if you fire up the Second Life client, and if you don't already have an account there, you can sign up really quickly. Just pick a random name, you know, throw names together, you know, Monkey Toaster Lockbox, and you can put a display name over it, you know, John Smith, And you can wander the track and look around. Yeah, there's lagginess and all of that, and it takes a while to render, and it'll crash a bunch of times. But it's worth it to see all the support and love that pour out from folks. Oh, we got one from Haley. She was having a hard time coming up with one and writing one and recording it. I think Queen Bluestar helped her out with this one. And she was the one who got me, like, you're going to help, right? You're going to do this, right? All right. So, if you don't know already, Haley and I were born on the same day, and we're both 38. Haley, let's hear your story. You know, you're probably going, when's my story? You know, you're listening to this 2 hours in, and it's like, when's my story? My God, if you got it in earlier, it would have been in the first hour. I know, I'll shut up now.
A 100-word story for Relay for Life by Haley Salomon. Second life friendships are an ever-changing stream of loves. Love for your best girlfriend. Love for your queendom and for your partner. Love for your relay team, for your many, many best friends. The loss is like an empty stage with the scenery still there, as friends fall in love, get married, as real life ramps up in good and bad ways. They fade away, and my second life is never the same. I am happy for them, but will miss them always. This is dedicated to the ones that stay. They are the jewels in my crown.
Aw, that's so sweet. You polish us occasionally, right? Just making sure. You know, Mr. T spent over an hour a day cleaning the gold in his jewelry. That's a fact. Thank you, Haley and White Queen, for reading that for her. I know that it was really tough to get all that in, but, you know, I know, you have to record. I'm not going to read for anyone. You don't want me reading that. I'd have read it in a high, squeaky voice. Just like this! Oh, sorry. Next story is by Uncas. I really hope that I'm saying all your names right. And Uncas is being narrated by Anija. So A-N-N-I-J-A. And if I pronounce that wrong, I've lost it. So, Uncas, I want to hear from you. I want to know more. Tell us about life.
The wizard of the village said the world will end at sunrise. So tonight we dance, play, and remember how this world is amazing, beautiful, and full of wonders, and tell ourselves that next time we will love it more. But the sun came up again. So we did it again the following night. The sun came up again, and again, and again. It's a small village lost in the forests of Hungary. They have been doing this for over 3,000 years, waiting patiently. When they meet in the morning, they say, "It's tomorrow, the end. Today, have a good life."
That's some serious words to live by. Thank you, Uncas and Anija, for reading that. And one thing I want to mention, there's another podcast out there called Drabblecast, Drabblecast. It's run by Norm Sherman. And some of these stories are really good to the point that Norm likes weird ones with strange stuff and twists and turns. Some of the emotional ones might not be up his alleyway. But there are a few of these that if you put them over on the forums there, or send in your recordings or the text over, I think it's drabblecast@yahoo.com or submissions@drabblecast.org. It's one of those. But if you do a Google search for it, check it out. And just say, "Hey, that crazy 100-word stories guy sent you." And he'll be like, "Oh, who?" But that doesn't mean, you know, you have to leave this place. You know, you can keep coming back. But I know that most of you won't. It's all right. I'll miss you. I hope. Oh, next story is by Anaja Magic. Okay, the person who recorded for Uncas before. All right. So, Anaja, go ahead. Lay it on me. Let's hear your story.
Just a few more clicks and she would be finished. Vacuous blue eyes stared back at her underneath a cute upturned nose at just the right angle. The mouth was a pout with just a hint of a smile. Perfect. She adjusted her hair, placing the tendrils framing the face. Clothes next, jeans, t-shirt and sneakers. Twisting and turning, examined from all angles. Yes, looked okay. This way, come on. Is he talking to me? How? Slowly she tottered along, walking in a straight line was not so easy. Already he was a blur in the distance. An addiction was born.
Yeah, that's how I describe it to folks, an addiction. A very expensive addiction, but it could be worse. It could be heroin, because that would be even more expensive. The rehab is a pain in the ass. And you get needle tracks. With this, all you do is get carpal tunnel. Oh, thank you, Anaja. And in the blink of an eye, it's Saturday. You got one more day to get in stories. These are the ones that came in last night. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got a bunch in. I don't know. Are we going to make our goal? I guess you'll find out when you play this. I don't know right now. But that's part of the magic, huh? This one came in from Pratt. You may know him from all the funny stuff he did in SL and all the crazy things he does in Plurk and the cool photography he takes as he goes around London. Let's hear what he's got. This is going to be cool.
Hi, my name is Pratt Prefevi, and this is my 100-word story on the subject of life. I woke up this morning and lay in bed pondering life. It's a strange, bizarre world that's constantly moving, yet nothing ever changes. And then I realized that life isn't about the various things in the world that we live in. It's about creating ourselves. People are created to be loved. Things are created to be used. The reason the world's in chaos is because things are being loved and people are being used. So then I got out of bed and smiled at everyone I saw that day and stopped caring about materialistic things in life.
Thank you, Pratt. That's a good way to look at things. Although, I'm not going to give up pistachios. Pistachios are part of the material things, and there's no way in. I really shouldn't be eating these. They're salty, you know, high calorie. But they're nuts, and nuts are good for you, right? For now? I don't know. They're all frickin' nuts. Getting a little snarky there. That's okay. It's Saturday morning. There used to be cartoons on Saturday mornings. Now, I have no idea what's on. And maybe I can watch the replay of the baseball game just to confirm that the Astros lost. It doesn't matter when this is being recorded. The Astros lost. Next up, we have Lizzie Goodcoff recorded for Atket Adared. So she's been volunteering, and a few others have been volunteering to read for folks. So here's Atget's story. Let's give it a listen.
He stood by the cathedral. Things around him weren't the same. It took him some time to understand what was happening. He had gone to the past, achieving his dream. Time travel. He felt euphoric and decided to sit in a cafe. Looking at the people going by, he drank and thought to himself, how easy things were going to be. Yes. From behind the columns, two men in military clothes walked towards him. Sir, the war has started. You have to come with us. He was drafted, and boy, you bet his life was certainly going to change now. This was a story by Ajet Adord.
Ah, okay, I'm sorry, it's Ajet. Whew. Man, I can't pronounce anybody's name. I can't even pronounce mine. Thank you, Ajet, and thank you, Lizzie, for reading that for Ajet. See, I'll eventually get it right. Let's see. Oh, two from Dionysus Close. Well, all right. And here, they split them into two. So here's some stories from Dionysus. And turn it up a little bit. I want you to feel this one in your bones. Oh, yeah. It's like a massage with storytelling.
The title of this little story is Praise Dirt. Life? Still a mystery. In the beginning, we got together Fridays, and he talked, whatever came to mind, something to do. That's where eating and drinking came from. This time, he started about how he came up with it, the crown, the telos, all that. Never thought of us as life. Said he had all this dirt, rocks, water, etc., 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 and he thought, it all wants to go somewhere meaningful. We didn't get it either. But we were throwing rocks in the lake next morning, and Lucifer skipped this rock about 1,000 times and said, Praise Dirt! Here's another story called Speculation. One of my three grandfathers approached life as speculation. He speculated in oil, in land, in hogs, in securities, and even in women, which partly explains why I had three grandfathers. One early morning, I found him on the shore of Batsy Lake, going to run his lines with his brother-in-law. We were both hard drinkers in our younger lives, and I happened to be there after a night of carousing. My grandfather hardly noticed me. He said, "What are you doing here?" Pushed out into the lake and left me standing there, speculating, as I still am.
Thank you, Dionysus. It's good to hear you. Didn't you use the robot voice before, I think? So hard to remember from week to week. It's been 325 weeks of these. Wow. You know? And yet, you look at Shit My Dad Says. Didn't even last a year. Nyeh, nyeh. Mm. Good iced tea. I've got, so I bought a mini blender. And I put fruit in it, and then I pour that into the tea. And then I bought another for work. It didn't work. But the blender part did. So the top part did. The motor burned out, you know, after one day. So I've got a container, so I can just put one in the refrigerator, and then one goes in the dishwasher when it's done. There you go. Swappable. Cold swappable. Got another... Okay, Pam Renoir. All right, so she's got a story here. This is pretty cool. Got all people coming in. Knock on the door. Come on back. That's where we're having the party.
The old man was heartbroken watching what his granddaughter went through. Loss of hair, daily injections, chemo, missing school, all she had to endure. Grieving and desperate, he prayed. All his choices carefully weighed. Take me, Lord, instead of her. My decision's made, I'm absolutely sure. This child's life has just begun. While for me, well, mine is almost done. After a few months, healthy and cancer-free, she watched them bury her grandfather in the cemetery. And within the year, her grandmother was also gone. For you see, the price of this life was actually 2-for-1.
A parent should never have to bury their child. And neither should a grandparent. Ooh, well, at least in this case, it didn't happen. Thanks, Pam. Let's see, who's next? Natasha Jolby. Am I pronouncing that right? I may be getting these out of order on the show notes, because I drag and drop one and put them here and there, and then they arrive in different times, and then I get the recordings. Keeping this organized. I don't want to keep it organized anymore. I'm just going to throw stories at the wall and see what sticks. So here's Natasha's for you to listen to, right now!
The night had been tremendous. Apart from drinking and laughing, he couldn't remember a thing. The bathroom tiles were cold and dirty. The light fought to penetrate the rotten ambience. A mirror on the wall hung from a rope. He washed his hands and stared at the face reflected in the mirror, seeing a stranger. He jumped back and fell to the ground, closing his eyes. He breathed in and out quickly. From the other side of the door, he heard a knocking. "Hello? Are you okay, son?" It was his mother. Suddenly, he remembered everything. Oh, what a life. This was a story by Natasha Jolie.
Thank you, Natasha. And Anhelia, for reading that. She's volunteered to read a bunch of them. And so has Lizzie Goodcoff and a few others. And it's great hearing folks cover for others. It's the ones that have been... Okay, I'll admit, I get a little cranky and someone's son says, you know, can you read this IM? Can I give it to you in a note card? Can I skywrite it and then you write it down? Can I read it to you over the phone in German? And it's like, you're testing me, aren't you? I know, it's for charity, but come on, man. You know, you don't go to the clothes drive and give people a sack full of clothes on fire. You know, you get to read it. You know, you wash them first, too. It's like, oh, I can't hear. Let me pull off my shirt. I'll donate that, man. Oh, wait, I did that 1 year. Here's, let's see, Amelia has a story coming in. So we've got Amelia, Amelia Broom. Yeah, Amelia Broom, and then we're going to have another one come in. So, okay, here's Amelia.
Life is a blink of the eye, a moment on a cosmic clock. Humans are dawdlers, and as such, they miss the best of life. The smile, the happy tears, the giggle of a child at play. Humans are plugged in, logged on, connected, to machines, not to each other, afraid to touch or feel unless it's the click of a cursor or the push of a button. And when it's over, it's too late to go back and start over. The moments are lost, gone like wispy tails of a dandelion blown into the wind, scattered over the landscape. Should it be true to life to equate it with strife, a series of events with troubles rife? We bounce along with nary a song to help us right all those wrong. But it doesn't have to be, it seems to me, a long list of troubles and needs. If we could just step in tune for a while and meet for a giggle and a smile. We all need to try hard to just get by and know that it's possible if we try to pacify ourselves through this troubling time and keep our lives filled more with rhyme.
Thank you, Amelia Broom. And I'm glad that you got that one in and recorded. Next up, hold on. I'm a little confused here. Is this one or two people or one or two stories? Sometimes this can get a little confusing. Maybe I should listen to these before the show, but nah, that would take effort. I think we've got a story by Isaac's Mind and one by Sharon. Wait, is the story called Isaac's Mind? Well, we've got a story by Sharon Lee and one by Stephen Miller. Okay, here we go, guys. Thank you, too, for being a part of this. And Haley is going to read them for you. She's read a bunch of them. I could just retire and let her do the bumpers in between these, too. No, really.
I don't feel the same way as you helpless wretches do. Some call me vain. Some call me selfish. I just wish to be left alone. I guess you could say I'm not living. I know what life is. I penetrate others' minds all the time. I know what I'm missing. I find life as a weakness. This life you cling to inevitably lets you die, be taken advantage of, manipulated by my kind. I wouldn't have to remove lives if people wouldn't get between me and my business. Me and my delicious cookies.
And then here's the Sharon Lee story. It's called Changeling. All right.
The first thing they told him when he emerged from the catastrophic healing unit was that his wife had died in the accident. The second thing they told him was that her clan was pursuing retribution to the fullest extent of the code. They left him alone then, the med techs, with instructions to eat and rest. The door slid closed behind them with the snap of a lock engaging. Out of a habit of obedience, he walked over to the table and lifted the cover from the tray. The aroma of Gliss Blossom tea rose to greet him.
You know, I could use some more tea right now. Ah, well, thank you, Angelia, for reminding me of that. I'm going to go get some tea while you listen to who's next. Man, there's so many stories. My God, have you given up yet, people? No. Of course, I told you not to. We're not even at 100 yet. If you've been keeping score at home, you really need to get a life. Oh, life! There you go! This one's by Pamela Clift, and she says that her website is virtualhandhold.com, the author of Virgin's Handbook on Virtual Relationships. So all of you who are virgins out there looking for virtual relationships, drop her a line. Maybe I should go clean the litter box, too. Well, here's Pamela's story.
Stretching and deep breathing. I awake from a confusing dream to face the comforts of my familiar room. Yay! Another dawn on the shadows of reality. As my life spins the plot of my thoughts and desires, life's new day is jiggling me awake with a promise of a new canvas to paint my creativity and vision upon. Give me this life, the joys, the pain, the drama, triumphs, and the anguish. All emotions comfort me that I am indeed alive. The fragility of life is its value. Even if getting up is the biggest hurdle of the day, transitions suck. By Pamela Cliff, the Roadside Philosopher, a product of Virtual Handhold, LLC.
The joys, the pain, the drama, triumphs, anguish, and all within just this show. Ah, I think she's got it right. I'm going back to bed, everyone. Good night. Thank you, Pamela. Ooh. It's, by the way, that book is in Barnes & Noble and Amazon in 6 countries. Hopefully, in your country. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. What's the ISO code for that? I'm not sure anymore. Next up, oh, I know, you've been waiting 2.5 hours for this. That's right. Accomplished author, master thespian, and probably has more polonium in him than Yasser Arafat's underwear. It is Stephen the Nuclear Man, a triumph of the greatness of writing and podcasting, the man who has achieved everything and said, cool. Stephen the Nuclear Man, it is great to see you here. And I'm ready to experience this story. This is not something you listen to or read. This is something that you people experience. So be sure to also check out his link, because he's got so much more out there that you got to check out. This is cool. All right. Wait. Why are you two chasing each other? Cats.
Stephen the Nuclear Man here. This is actually a autobiographical 100-word story. This incident happened pretty much like I describe it, and it's just the images and thoughts that came to me while thinking about life. For a period of time, starting about when this happened, and for a decade afterwards, there were quite a few times that I ended up talking people down from suicidal gestures or suicidal attempts. There's lots of hotlines and places to get help. But perhaps more importantly, for those of you who are not in that situation, recognizing the seriousness of it, that you don't know who has had a suicidal gesture or had a family member or a friend or a lover either succeed or even just attempt in front of them. It's something that you probably should think about. There's an essay that should be my link in the show notes called "I Listen to Them Snicker" that I wrote and had published while I was in the military. I think it's still relevant. If you don't have a chance to look at the show notes, that essay is at bit.ly/seethemsnicker. So, this is my little meditation on life, and really one of my very first relationships too. This probably explains way too much. And by the way, if she hears this somehow, hey, I hope you're doing well. I was 15 when I first saw a woman naked, my older girlfriend, in her bathtub, holding a bottle of wine. She took a long gulp of the wine and threw her 1 month chip at me. She smashed the bottle against the porcelain, red rivulets of fermented grape running across her pale skin. She threatened to slit her wrists with the glass. She taught me that mayonnaise and cookies kept them soft, soft like her lips, not like her fists hitting me when she tried to leave before help arrived. Later, she thanked me. Wine and flesh and soft cookies. Music, by the way, is The Theme by Echoed and Silence Awaits by CDK.
Thank you, Stephen. I guess life covers all things, and this may be a Relay for Life challenge, but also maybe all struggles to just keep going. And by the way, I got I did get the link in the show notes for once. The good thing is, though, with the new format, ever since I've been doing them on WordPress, it's a lot easier to redo the links, even though Movable Type had all that in it. It's a lot easier with WordPress, I've found. So I can publish even quicker, screw up even faster, and then cover up those screw-ups with a quick fix. Man, my toe is bothering me. Well, I walked to Kroger and back, as I always do on Saturday, to pick up what I can pretend are healthy things. But yeah, I got pistachios, so I screwed up. But hopefully the blackberries, strawberries, and raspberries make up for that. Oh, and blueberries. Got all kinds of berries. As long as there aren't dingleberries in there. No telling what they do in the stockroom. Whoa! We got someone from the way far back past here. Anima Zabaleta. She's had a whole bunch of stuff happen. I'm not going to give away the secrets, though. She can put them in there. But my God, it looks like a great response. I hope you get to 100. Yes, I hope I live to 100 too. I never thought I'd live to see 100. An age ago, my maker was refusing me the pleasure of the view. I shouldn't sing. Instead, I'm going to let Anima sing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hello, it's Anima. I'm here for the Relay for Life challenge. I know you haven't heard from me in a while, but I'm going to make an attempt to hit the next couple of weeks anyways. This is Get a Life. Get a life, she sneered. So I looked. Costco, bulk purchase, multiple personality, IKEA. The designs are clean and simple. The assembly instructions are maddening. Do I want a life just like my trendy neighbors? Broom! A Harley life has appeal, all loud and rumbly. But wow, that price tag. Hey, look at this. Here's something on Craigslist. It's not quite what I'm after, but close enough. Gently worn, and the price is right. Cheap. Think you could give me a ride to check it out? I've been couch surfing at Sylvia's just until the band makes it, you know?
Thank you, Anima. Hey, great that you're back. I missed you. I miss all the folks that have come and gone over the years. Terry T from Quiet Time Podcast, I keep thinking of. And, you know, Caleb and Ellison. Man, where have they all gone? Oh, to better and more fruitful and sick. What are you two doing? And a cat runs in here all monkey-tailed. And what are you doing, little girl? Crazy girl. The only time she ever meows or says anything is when she's fighting with Bruin. And, of course, you know, tackle and then chase. At least they're having fun, right? all right. Well, hopefully they don't wake the neighbors. Don't need to wake my wife. My wife went out of town for a friend's birthday. And you can tell how much that friend likes me because I'm here. Maybe I should have sent a card. Oh, well.